Hey, top of the morning to you, Cisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Ted Lund. Top of the morning to you this morning. Father God, as we come before you this morning, first and foremost, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you very, very much for all your goodness. For everything that you're doing. And Father God, help us if we don't follow through on those things that you're showing us and revealing and causing us to be able to understand. I repent on behalf of all those people who are not getting it. But I thank you, God, for all of the people that are getting it and being blessed. I mean, they are being blessed abundantly. So I'm going to ask you this morning, Father God, bind Satan, bind Lucifer, bind Beelzebub, bind Leviathan, and bind that deaf and dumb spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind all of you spirits that I just named. And God, I'm asking you for assistance. I'm asking you for your assistance. This morning, every day, and in every way. So, before I go any further, I want to just play a couple songs. I came on a little bit early this morning, quite a bit early, really. But I was meditating and I was thinking. I'm always thinking about things I did yesterday and what I got to do today. I just put tomorrow in the hands of God because, man, that'll overload my brain. And at this stage of life, we don't want no overload. So once again, Tedline, I say to you, good morning. But I want to play this song. I haven't played it in a while, but the Lord brought it back to me this morning. And he said, everything I'm doing is intentional. I said, okay, it's intentional. So somebody put that word in the chat room and put the definition of intentional. And I'm going to do part two of where I left off yesterday. I didn't finish that, by the way. I didn't have time to finish it. And I want to tell you something else. The Lord told me yesterday, Monday, he let me know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. And I thought I was going to be teaching on spiritual warfare or faith. But God is going to incorporate those two. And he told me to be on the lookout for amazing transformation. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And the title is Amazing Transformation. Amazing Transformation. Well, you know, in the name TED stands for Transformational Extensive Deliverance. Transformational Extensive Deliverance is what TED stands for. So God told me Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that there's going to be amazing transformation. And it was going to be intentional. Intentional, amazing transformation. So I don't know. I can't say, oh, God is going to do this and God is going to do that and God is going to do the other. If I could tell you this, the end result of Monday, Wednesday, and Friday will be amazing transformation. And it's intentional. God is doing it intentionally. So I am really, really on the lookout for this. I want to see it. I want to see it. I'm going to play a couple songs because I was looking for this song last week and I couldn't find it. I could not find it, but the Holy Spirit had ministered this song to me last week. I'm going to play this song and two more songs, and then I'm going to go back and finish up yesterday. But I want to tell you something. God said, not Erica. Erica said Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 11. God said Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 11 is going to be 3 days of amazing transformation. But this is the song I was looking for last week. I couldn't find it. I found it this morning. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall if you lean on me. Interesting. But I found this other song too. You looked up the definition of intentional over there. Those of you on the blog talk, I'll go over there in a minute. But here's the song, Intentional. Amazing transformation. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Intentional, deliberate, purposeful. What I like, willful, willed by God. Oh, I like that. I like that. I want a lot of you, as a matter of fact, I have about, I'm gonna post them probably on the deadline. I don't know. But I have at least 50 emails. I really have more than that, but I got 50 good ones of people that have received deliverance and healing over the past few days. I'm talking about just a couple of days alone since I started and went kind of public with Marie, with her ministry. But also in going public, showing you that, you know, God moves now, and want to show you that you can be delivered and it doesn't have to take a lifetime. But it has taken me a lifetime to learn how to do that. Interesting, huh? But it won't take you a lifetime to be free. And I mean really free. No one of us will be completely free until Jesus comes. Hallelujah. But, I mean, you can be walking in the glory. I guess I should put it like that. And living in the glory and experiencing the glory, which comes out of you, period. It just comes out of you because the kingdom of God is contained in you. So, I guess I heard something kind of, I don't want to get off the subject, but it just won't leave my mind. So I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to move on. In today's paper, you're going to read, maybe, or wherever you get your news from, that a lot of senators were unloading their stocks prior to this happening. Did you hear what I said? A lot of U.S. senators started unloading their stocks hours before the market crashed. How come? That's all I want you to think about. How come? What did they know hours beforehand that would allow them to unload their stock? Now, that used to be illegal. Insider trading, they used to call it. Insider trading. It's going to hit. You're going to see it. But how did they know to unload those stocks hours before the market crashed? So hours before the market crashed, with the coronavirus stuff, some people made money. Some people lost money. A lot of people became confused. And the market is still crazy. I just want you to think about that. Because we have to live in the reality of what is real, what it is, whatever it is. I just naturally monitor stuff like that. Because years ago when it crashed, I lost everything. So I don't deal with the market anymore, but I watch it because it's an indicator. It's an indicator. And I think God has me watching it to pray right. But I just thought you might want to know that. It's gonna hit. It's gonna hit. And I thought you might want to know something else too. I was shocked. One of the tailliners sent me some information from the Rockefeller Foundation. I think the information was written about 2010, if I'm not mistaken. I got a lot going on right now. But anyway, brothers and sisters, it outlined in detail. In detail, everything that's going on right now, I have it. And with their permission, if you want to read it, I will send you a copy of it. I was shocked. How could this? And it's outlined in this 2010 info from the Rockefeller Foundation. So, you know me. I'm not into anything but Jesus. But this is what I'm telling you. When you enter Jesus, Jesus will keep you abreast. As a matter of fact, he'll keep you ahead of what's going to befall you. Why? So that no plague come nigh your kingdom. So that no plague come nigh your dwelling. So I'm going to ask the person who sent me that info, if you want a copy, I could send it to you. And you know, like, I'm so busy, I thank God for the deadline. There's some powerful, wonderful people on the deadline. And because my focus is on Jesus, I don't get bent out of shape about it. But I think I'm going to ask them if I could send it out. You're just going to be amazed. I was like, my mouth flew open. But then it went right back shut because I got to deal with these demons. They said, yes. They just sent me a text. Yes, please share it. I'm going to then. And then right after I read that, then I hear about these senators unloading their stocks. And I'm thinking, maybe. Just maybe. But then I said, okay, God, I'm going to focus on, go back on you. And then, you see, I love it when God sends people here with complex deliverance problems. Complex. So then, God sent somebody here, one of you chairliners. And as I listened to them, they were supposed to get here this morning. I was wondering, I left it up to them. Because of this coronavirus thing, I left it up to them if they were going to still come or not. Well, they came, and I said to them, I said, wow, you're a courageous woman. You're a courageous woman. Because I wanted to see what God was going to do. But I know that God sending this tailliner here at this exact moment is very, very intercessory. Let me put it that way. Intercessory. Put that in the chat room. Intercessory. Meaning that, I mean, all of you know I'm an intercessor, right? Among other things. And that's why I say to people, like, when God gives you, he gives you in so many areas that you got to know and they got to grow. You got to know and they got to grow. So, one of the services that I render to God is being an intercessor on this earth, on this planet at this time. And I know that when God sends somebody here, it's more than what I see in the natural. So I'm talking to the tailliner that's here. In the midst of everything that's going here, boxes being opened, chairs being put together, you know, we getting set up internally, moving this from this and that, hanging a few pictures up. But I also knew that God let this headliner get here that was supposed to be here today that actually got here yesterday. And I was surprised, you know, the hotel was open and everything. I'm just, and they said, well, I don't want to put you to no trouble. Wouldn't have been no trouble. But if I knew that in the kind of ministry I do, there's a comfort level. And I got to get the person at their comfort level. Because I never know what kind of extraordinary extraordinary miracle of God in the manifestation of deliverance is about to take place. So one thing I do with people, I just talk to them. I ask a few questions like, when you get saved, how you get saved. I want to know about their life in Christ. I ain't concerned about nothing else, really. And as I listen, the Holy Spirit begins to show me things. Remember, post this in the chat room, about 10 people. 7 would be great. 7 people post this. God only reveals to heal. Did you post that? I can't see because I'm over here on the blog talk. Can I have one person that has received a miracle or a deliverance or a healing that didn't expect to receive it and it just happened? I know I got one. And those are the ones I'm looking for right now that just happened. All of a sudden you looked up and, wow, God done delivered you or healed you from something. Can you put your last 4 in the blog, in the chat room? I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you in relationship to the person that's here. And when people come here, when they have the courage, I'm telling you, to come here, then I know that this is something that God is about to deal with in the whole church, in the whole body of Christ. Ain't that something? He used deliverance. God uses deliverance like you wouldn't imagine, brothers and sisters. But he always has. Remember, ooh, I'm way off. Okay, God, you're taking me somewhere. God shifted me. I'm probably not going to get to part 2 because God just shifted me. And he wants me to talk about this. Remember, when Jesus died on the cross. When you come over to the blog talk, press 1. Remember when Jesus died on the cross. And they took him down from the cross. And Joseph of Arimathea gave up his burial place and his tomb for Jesus. And the Pharisees were afraid because they had heard, they all had heard that he was going to rise again. They heard it. And they believed it. They believed it more than his disciples because they went to whoever was in charge and got permission to roll the stone in front of Jesus' grave and put the seal on it. They put a seal on it. They sealed it. And then they posted guards in the front of it. And they were confident that they had sealed Jesus in and that the stone was going to keep him there. But the Bible says that the stone was rolled away. And the Bible says that the following day, a woman came to anoint Jesus' body with spices. And, you know, they had started the embalming process because they had wrapped him up in linen and they had put the cloth over his face, the napkin over his face. as he lay there in the tomb. And Mary, the Bible says, Mary came and saw the stone rolled away. Okay, whoever this is, can you dial? You calling me on my phone? Great. Dial. Put the, I don't know if you can see the chat room, but look, dial 1-319-527-6068 and press 1. Dial 319-527-6068. Your testimony is vital right now to where I'm going, obviously. So anyway, they say that Mary went to the tomb and she was going to do some more of the burial preparations on the body of Jesus. But they say when she got there, nobody. Nobody. And that the linen cloth that was on his face was folded and the grave clothes were right there. So can you imagine Jesus' body being wrapped in grave clothes? And then when you lay in there, they place a napkin over your face. And then when she got there, the grave clothes was laying on that tomb like a mummy. Picture this. The grave clothes laying there, still in the form and the shape. But ain't nobody. Jesus gone. And to leave an indication that he rose up out of that and left that like that, he folded up the napkin so that they would know that this was intentional. Was intentional. But this was intentional too. Listen. Mary, the Bible says, looked in the tomb and Jesus was gone. Now, why is this important? It was so important that the Bible says, Mary, out of whom went seven demons, was the first person to appear at the tomb. Mary, from out of whom seven demons had been cast, was the only person, obviously, clean enough, pure enough, delivered enough to hear God to get up and go to the tomb. And Mary, out of whom went seven demons, did an about face, turned around, and came back and told everybody else. And she was met with skepticism. She was met with doubt and unbelief. But you see, I want to tell you something this morning. Those demons that were cast out of Mary, that was intentional too. Because whatever God had Mary to do, the seven demons had to be cast out first. And then what? God used her to awaken and alert the whole world that changed the whole destiny of mankind. You think deliverance ain't important? It was important enough for God that he chose a woman out of whom have been cast seven demons. And it doesn't say who cast the demons out. It doesn't say if Jesus cast the demons out. It doesn't say who cast those demons out. But it does say out of whom went seven demons. I'm opening up this line to 4645, area code 601. It's open. Can you tell me? Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Your mic is open. I don't need to know your name unless you want to tell it, but it's not important. But I do need to hear your testimony of what happened.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. One day, I was in my kitchen, and at my feet had been, the bottoms of my feet had been hurting so bad every morning. I'd get up. I couldn't hardly walk. Both feet. And I didn't know what was going on. And this went on for a long, long time. And one day you were preaching, and like I said, my message, throwing demons out left and right. And I didn't even realize it happened until I took a step or two, and it hit me. I'm not hurting anymore. The bottoms of my feet are not hurting me. It was just gone. That was not the first time. I've had two times like that. The other time I was in Hattiesburg, and the back of my neck had been hurting really bad because I've got problems with the disc in my back and neck. And I had a really hard time turning my head. All of a sudden, it felt like a butterfly wing had just touched the back of my neck, and I could turn my head. It stopped.
This is what I'm talking about. The intentionality of God. It's intentional. It was intentional, brothers and sisters. Now, we want to think, because somebody done led us to believe that you got to work this up, and you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to do all this stuff to receive something from God. No, you don't. No, you don't. All you have to have is somewhere in your heart belief. And look, I said somewhere in your heart. Because it is God's intention. And when you stop trying to make him your servant and allow him to be your Lord and you be his servant, he shows up. He shows up. And you begin to receive his original intent for your life. Thank you. I'm gonna take the mic off because I hear that noise. But I see somebody else got there. I don't know if you have it on intentionally or. But thank you, sister. Please, thank you, brothers and sisters. Can I get one more testimony like that? It's hundreds of them because I got the emails and the texts. The problem with most people, they don't want to get up at 6 in the morning when I'm on. So they get them on the second shift and the third shift. I don't know who this is right here. Who is this,
hello?
Please? 0232. Who is this?
Denise. Roberts.
Oh, okay.
I was listening to you, I think it was Thursday, and you said the person with the swelling in your ankle, look down. The swelling is gone. And I looked down, and the swelling was gone. And I had been having a problem with my ankles and feet swelling up, and it wasn't medical because I don't have high blood pressure or anything like that. It was spiritual. It was a spiritual thing going on, and when I looked down, it was gone. And the past 2 or 3 days, the swelling has not come back. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is intentional, brothers and sisters, with God to heal you. It is intentional with God to deliver you. It is intentional with God to prosper you. And don't believe any lie from any person, because they have the devil speaking through their vocal cords if they speak anything less than that. Why am I doing this? Because the person, I haven't even told them yet, because I'm going to minister with them. I think I'm going to change it to 10 o'clock because their deliverance is a sure thing. Sometimes, remember the first evangelist was Mary, out of whom went seven devils, seven demons. That's what the Bible says. And why people want to disregard that? Because, brothers and sisters, people, not everybody, and not always the case, okay? But too many people are trying to be a God and a Lord over too many other people. And this is why we don't see a manifestation of the power of God as we should. The power of God. You see, in the book of Acts, the apostle said that the power of God was present to heal the sick. That's what it says that. The power of God was present. The power of God is present on this timeline. How God does it is God's business. Your business is to receive it. My business is to minister it. Jesus. Forgive me if it appears that I'm downplaying Jesus. I'm not, and you know that I would never, ever, ever. But Jesus left that day, descended by his spirit and his body, right? And took the keys of death, hell, and the grave out the hands of the devil. Back. And then he ascended back to this earth. And this is the interesting part right here. The Bible says he was seen 40 days on this earth with many infallible miracles. Can somebody look that word up for me? Infallible miracles. I'm just talking to you from my heart this morning. I got my Bible open over there, but my Bible is open on 2 Corinthians. So the Holy Spirit is trying to minister to somebody this morning, intentionally. When the Holy Spirit said to me, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I thought he meant, okay, minister spiritual warfare. So I'm starting to, you know, kind of open my Bible to spiritual warfare. And then when he sent this lady, by the way, I'm glad he did, but when I saw her and I talked to her, it made me sad. It made me really, really sad. So why did it make you sad, Erica? I'm going to tell you if you just give me a minute. Because there are people, hear me this morning, that God has anointed for wealth. But they just think they have these divine ideas, or they think, okay, I'm an entrepreneur and, you know, I'm going to start these businesses. But brothers and sisters, there are people anointed. Now, some of you have been on this tail line a long time, but you've heard me say that God was going to produce 10 millionaires or something like that, some millionaires in this ministry. Well, God got some millionaires in this ministry, but they were millionaires before they came to the ministry, and they millionaires in their spirit the whole time they've been in this ministry, but it hasn't been activated. So as I'm listening to this lady and I'm hearing how Satan has assigned one demon and it has manifested in 100 ways. And then I begin to realize, yeah, that same demon had been assigned to me. It had been assigned to me. And I began to think about all the other people that demon had been assigned to. And you see, what God will do with me in deliverance, he'll bring somebody to be delivered, to open up through the spirit realm for a lot of people, just like he sent Marie to do this so that I would do this. You know, the Bible talks about a certain time, certain place, so that I would do this deliverance publicly, a little bit of it anyway. Well, God sent this person because this person had been robbed many times in the spirit. It wasn't the people that the devil used to rob the lady. It was Satan. It was a satanic assignment. Because God knew that somehow, when this lady got free, it was going to be like, I see it in front of me. I'm actually having a vision of it right now. A waterfall. And, oh my God, okay, thank you. Where is somebody put in the, find out for me, Victoria Falls. Jose, find out, where is Victoria Falls? Victoria Falls, I think it's in, I don't know. I don't want to say because it's been a long time since I've been in school. Victoria Falls. Zambia, Africa. Zambia, Africa. Let me write that down. Zambia, Africa. Okay. This lady happens to have an anointing on her for okay. In the Bible, wealth is equated by pearls and silver and gold and like that. Well, this lady has an anointing. Okay. Thank you. I had a vision the other day. I don't talk about stuff like that too much. But I see what is the significance of Victoria Falls? What is it known for? Is it the highest or what? Why would the Lord bring Victoria Falls to me just now? Okay, Victoria Falls. So it's bigger than Niagara Falls then, huh? Okay, Victoria Falls. Let me see what they got over here on the street. God is talking to us right now. One of the greatest attractions in Africa and one of the most spectacular waterfalls in the world. Victoria Falls is located on the Zambezi River, the fourth largest river in Africa, which is also defining the border between Zambia and Zimbabwe. Considered to be the world's largest waterfall due to its width of, 1,708 meters. Okay. The Holy Spirit, see, this is why I like it when people come. It was discovered by Dr. Stanley Livingstone, who was a Christian. So, this lady who came here has an anointing on her for real wealth, gold, real wealth. Real wealth, real wealth, real wealth. Real wealth. Real wealth. Okay? And some people who operate deep, it's double the height of Niagara Falls. Okay. In what year did God send us to Niagara Falls, Brother Joe? Can you remember? We went twice. We went with Jose. We the first time, and we found Edgar. What year was that? 90-something? Around 1999 or 2000, God sent me to Niagara Falls, New York. And God specifically told me to go under the falls. So we went under the falls. And God said, Erica, this is what my power feels like. I sent you here so that you would have an indication in the natural of what my power feels like. So we on this boat and we're going under the falls and I'm feeling all this power and getting wet with all this rain. And somebody put in the room, it peaks in April. The water levels varies throughout the year. It peaks in April at the end of the rainy season. So, I experienced what that power, how the power of God feels when it's flowing and seeing it and standing it and being under it. And so now God has sent this lady and said that this lady has an anointing for that kind of wealth and that kind of power. So if it's bigger than Niagara Falls, see, God gave me a point of reference, a point of contact. And then he said, like Victoria Falls. And that's why I had to ask you to look that up for me and help me with this. But guess what? The lady knows she has an anointing for business. But the devil brought people around her that could see much deeper and operate much deeper in the spirit than us Western Christians know how to do. Except God always has a ram in the bush. Always remember that. My whole ministry is based on understanding the biblical realm spiritually. When I was delivered from a legion of devils and demons, it took a lot of power to deliver me. I was born into it. I was born and it was a spiritual inheritance that I didn't understand. I didn't understand that I had anything other than a college education. I didn't understand anything, brothers and sisters. And then I realized that that's why I don't use doctor, in comparison to God, it's brought to zero. It just taught me how to learn. I have a lot of education, but compared to God, I might as well have zero. Because the Holy Ghost took me and put me in pre-K, kindergarten, elementary, middle, high school, in the College of the Holy Spirit. And that's what's relevant. And I understand it was all intentional. So when God sent this lady, and I looked at the and I listened, and the lady said something to the effect of, "My problem." And I said to the lady, I said, "You don't have a problem. Yours is easy. Yours is easy. But let me tell you something. It's easy because I got experience. It's easy because I can see for real." "What you mean see?" "I mean see." "You don't have to brag or boast of your gifting. Just use them. The Bible says a man's gifts will make room for him or her. In my capacity as intercessor, just intercessor, when I pray for this lady, when I break the power of the thief and command restoration, not only is God going to bless this lady, but he's going to bless me and he's going to bless you, because God intentionally sent her here so that he could open up these floodgates, open up as big as and wide and deep as that waterfall is, deeper. And then it flows into a river." "It flows into a river. The river gonna flow." And God using one deliverance. He used Marie's deliverance. And then, now, don't think it's strange. I do not think it's strange one bit. I do not think it's strange one bit that I don't see Marie on here this morning. Because if Marie had been on here this morning, I would not have gone the way that the Holy Spirit diverted me, stopped me in my tracks, sent me another way, and gonna bring me back that way at the proper time. That's how it flows. That's how the Holy Spirit flows. You're right, Jessica. You're right. When I went to your parents' house, I went to Waterfall Street. They live on Waterfall Street. All of this, everything has been intentional with God. God does what he has to do, because I used to teach people that the devil will set a trap for you in 1970 to fall into in 2019. And he will push, shove, block, bind, blind, hinder, whatever he has to do for you to fall in the final trap that he has strategically placed in your way. And that is why it is so important to be led by God. And you heard these testimonies this morning. I didn't know anything about these people being healed. I didn't know anything about all the other 100-something texts and emails, because those people come on the second shift and the third shift. And they just send me emails and texts and tell me what happened after it's happened. I thank God that God had two witnesses. Look at that. Two witnesses. Out of the mouth of one or two witnesses, my word shall be what? Established. But if you could look at, because God sees the whole picture at the same time. We only looking at what's in front of us or what we've been through. But God sees the whole thing. He knows the end from the beginning. Woo! That's Dr. Miles Monroe. The late Dr. Miles Monroe. All I can say, I just want you to lift your hands and understand whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you need, it's yours if God can get it to you. And how does he get it to you? Simply by you serving him and stop trying to make him a servant. The two testimonies you heard just now, I didn't know anything about them. All I did was call out the word of knowledge God gave me. All I do is work with what I got. What you got, Erica? Faith in God. Faith in God. And I'm sitting here a living witness. When this lady gets to, and I'm anxious to deliver her, because I know a floodgate of prosperity is going to be unloosed. See, God only needs one person on this earth. And the devil knew. I bet you when I talk to her and she tells me about all the pain, all the suffering, but she got it. And can't nobody steal that from her. Can't nobody take it from her. It's not going to happen. And nobody can take it from you. And God put somebody in your life, which happened to be me, that just got enough faith to believe him, that whatever the devil took, we can take it back. Just enough faith to believe him. Like Mary had enough faith to get up and go down and render service to Jesus' dead body. And when she got there, he was gone. But he left evidence. He left evidence. A folded up napkin and his grave clothes right there where he supernaturally, miraculously came out of them. How can you not believe God for miracles? How can you not believe that God is a miracle-working God? How can you not believe when God say that he's going to heal your ankle or your foot, that he ain't going to do it? Because you're looking at the person. You're looking at the flesh. And the way God is moving now, it is not a person. It is by his own spirit. Zerubbabel said, this mountain shall become a plain. He knew in whom he served. He said, but it's not going to be by might. And it's not going to be by power. But it's going to be by God's spirit. By God's spirit. Sometimes God tells me things I am really, really afraid to tell anybody. Because I mean, you know, I think, well, you know what? I can't do that, God. And then I suffer. And then I say, okay, God, I won't do that again. I tell Brother Joe, my husband, I tell Jose, and we see it happen. God say, when I come, will I find faith on this earth? I say, yes, Lord, you will. Yes, Lord, you will. It's not going to be by might. It's not going to be by power. It's going to be by his own spirit and your belief. That's why I like Michael Reed.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody give me praise.
Praise
the glory.
Praise.
Anymore. Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, telling all the people with his gentle grace.
I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be alright.
Went out to fight the giant, and everyone laughed at such a funny little sight. Little shepherd boy armed only with a sling, beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. David said, you come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He put in a stone and he gave it a fling. When he left his hand, David, he began to sing.
I've got a feeling gonna be all right.
Yeah,
I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Lord, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right.
And now for the greatest story of them all. Jesus was dying and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing. They thought they had won the war. But soon they would not be laughing anymore on that first Easter morning when the sun woke up the earth. The caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. Now the hosts of children rise and sing.
Life's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be alright.
About no goal, because you know people get a little crazy. But a Ted Liner sent me a text and said and told me about the gold mines over there behind that waterfall, and how when the waterfalls that the gold gets washed down to the river, okay, in the natural. Well, see, we about to experience the glory, which is I can't even get the words out to express what happens in the glory realm, because the glory realm is like the gold of God, you know. It's his very, very presence, brothers and sisters. And I'm so looking forward to doing this deliverance with this sister that God is going to use to unloose this. And you see, those people that were operating against her, they were doing things in the spirit realm that caused natural things to happen that were opposing and in opposition to the plan and the purpose of God for her life. But God needed her to be an overcomer and have the witness of an overcomer. And now God is going to use her in the natural so that this whole realm of this overflow, this waterfall that brings gold out the mountains and can be panned and just panned and picked up in the name of Jesus for us, the body of Christ. And what's so marvelous, what's so wonderful is that God is using intercessors, and he's using people's desire to be free. But it's more than this lady's desire to be free. It was in the plan and the purpose of God for her to be free, because she holds a key, click, click, that's going to open up for us, the overflow, for us who are believers. So that's why it doesn't matter to me when people don't believe, because I know it's not going to affect me, because I'm a believer. I'm going to leave out of here being a believer, because I know that's what it takes. And your belief and faith ain't got to be mustered up. It ain't got to be trumped up. You got to come to him believing just like a little kid and know that it is intentional with God.
Thank you.
come to him as a little child, believing. And then you got to stand as an adult, fighting and believing.
Anybody really love him tonight? Come on, put your hands together and help me to welcome Minister DeAndre Patterson all the way from Chicago. Come on, come on, y'all, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bye.
Brothers and sisters, let's go on, and I want you to pray for the headliner that's here for successful deliverance and the exchange turn into restoration, and we all gonna be blessed. We're all gonna be blessed. Ain't that something? So you see, with that, I'm going to say blessings to you, your family. You know what Bishop Jakes used to say? He said it better than me. He said, he used to always say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready.
Just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds on the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross, it's about my sin, it's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. Not just about the good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures or the trophies that I've won. It's not about the righteousness that I find within. It's all about His precious blood. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday.
The Holy Spirit just dropped it in my spirit. This is so marvelous. One body fitly joined together. One body fitly joined together. That's the body of Christ. On one accord right now, all over the world, one body fitly joined together. And we're about to see and be partakers of the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. I believe it. I believe it. And we're about to be blessed beyond our capacity to understand, if you can believe it and receive it. This is Sister Erica coming to you from the mountains in Dalton, Georgia, under open heavens, Jesus Believers Church, home of the Ted Line Ministry. I will see you on Monday, but I'll be right here with Pastor Michael tomorrow. I'll be praying and interceding in the background. Brothers and sisters, God said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. More than you can imagine. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I can. See ya on Monday if the Lord says the same.